we're going on record.
Catholic, you're a big rule follower.
All right, I'm going to call the meeting of the House Committee on Rules to order for Wednesday, June 14th, 2007. I'm going to open a public hearing at SCR 2 and SCR 27.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, SCR 2 and SCR 27 recognized Oregon Women of Achievement for Outstanding Leadership and Service to People of Oregon, and recognizes the 2015 and the 2016 women.
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. I'm State Senator Lori Mona Sanderson. I represent Gresham Troutdale, Village Fairview, and a little bit of East Portland. I'm delighted to bring before you our testify for SCR 2 and SCR 27. I'm honored to be a member of the Oregon Commission for Women. It advises policy, grows leadership, and builds success for women and girls in Oregon. And one of the fun things that we do each year is nominate outstanding women in Oregon and honor them. And we've never, in all of the years that we've done it, ever had resolutions before the legislature. And so this is why we started, and this is why we have the 2015, four women from the 2015, and two women from 2016. And you have those names in front of you, and maybe Sherry will mention them. But I just think it's such an honor to bring these before you, and I really hope that you consider passing these resolutions and honoring them on the floor of the House. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Senator Malmstrom.
Okay. Good afternoon, Chair Williamson and members of the committee. My name is Sherry Malmstrom, State Representative from House District 27, serving Beaverton and Southwest Portland. I spent the last couple of years before being on this commission, being on the Commission for Women, before I started as a legislator. Now I'm, along with Senator Mona Sanderson, one of the legislative advisors to the commission. And I'm here today to urge your support for the Senate Concurrent Resolutions 2 and 20. Recognizing the 2015 and 2017 Oregon Women of Achievement for Outstanding Leadership and Service to the People of Oregon. Together, these two resolutions honor the lives and works of six exceptional women for their achievements. They are Jan Campbell, Donna Maxey, Kay Torin, Gwendolyn Trice, Nancy Campbell-Mead, and Shaponi Sinlopsi Akamura. You may recognize many of those names. Since 1985, the Oregon Commission for Women has presented the Oregon Women of Achievement Award to women in our state who have demonstrated leadership and success in the area of expertise, promoting the status of women and society and serving as role models. Chair Williamson and members of the committee, I urge you to join me in supporting SCRs 2 and 27 and recognizing the hard work and positive influence of these six remarkable women and the works and services they've had to the state.
And I'd like to add one other thing. Representative Williams and Jan Campbell is in your district, and Representative Nose, Kay Turan, is in your district.
Yeah. I know her.
Excellent. Thank you, and thank you both for serving on the commission. That's any questions for the panel? All right, thank you.
Thanks.
I will close the work session on the public hearing on SCR 2 and SCR 27. I will open a work session on SCR 2.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move SCR 2 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Representative Kennemer has moved SCR 2 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes. Carrier will be Representative Malmstrom. I will close that work session, open a work session on SCR 27.
Madam Chair, I move SCR 27 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Representative Kennemer has moved SCR 27 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion passes. Carrier will be Representative Malmstrom. Close that work session. I'm going to open a public hearing on SCR 30.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, SCR 30 honors the 555th Triple Nichols Parachute Infantry Battalion for pioneering achievements in service to their country and the state.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Chair Williamson, Vice Chairs McLean, Rayfield, Representatives Barreto, Hack, Hovey, Kennemer, Nassan, Smith, Warner. Thank you all very much for your time. For the record, my name is Robin Morris Collin. I am the Norma J. Paulus Professor of Law at Willamette University College of Law, P.S., I was also a 2014 Woman of Achievement winner.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I am grateful for the opportunity to address you today, and thank you for your time. I am currently a commissioner on the Oregon Commission on Black Affairs, and the OCBA supports Senate Continuing Resolution 30 that memorializes the bravery and the leadership of officers and enlisted men of the 555th Airborne Division, known during their service as the Triple Nickels. The Triple Nickels made history as the first platoon of African-American paratroopers, and they were stationed in Pendleton, Oregon. They protected our West Coast in the Pacific Theater of World War II. Their specialty was smoke jumping, and they will be honored and remembered with a permanent plaque at the Siskiyou Smoke Jumper Base Museum in Cave Junction, Oregon. We believe that the story of the Triple Nickels is an important part of the conversation that we as a legislature have had in the 2017 legislative session about inclusive pedagogy. Inclusive pedagogy for social studies in our grade schools and high schools, and also as part of the developing ethnic studies standards. I'd like to add that in my experience, these are the stories that keep our kids engaged and in school. These are the narratives that keep them excited about learning and help them to stick to the tough work of staying in school and remaining there until their education is completed. And when they do that, they're better citizens. We are very, very honored to engage in supporting this particular resolution together with our sister advocacy commissions and also the Oregon Heritage Commission, who has joined us today as well. How much richer the fabric of Oregon history is when we tell the whole story and the whole interesting stories of who we really are, including communities of color, women, and LGBTQ communities. We're proud to join the bipartisan leadership of our legislature in endorsing and supporting SCR 30. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Questions? All right. Thank you very much. I will close the public hearing on SCR 30. I will open a work session on SCR 30.
Madam Chair, I move SCR 30 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Representative Kennemer has moved SCR 30 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Representative Bynum will carry this, and I will close the work session. All right.
Now we can go to SCR 17.
I'm going to open a public hearing on SCR 17A.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, SCR 17 commends the Oregon State University women's basketball team on its 2015-16 and 2016-17 seasons. We do not have anybody here to sign up to testify.
All right. So I will close the public hearing.
Madam Chair,
oh, yes.
I would like to commend them.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you. Representative Kennemer has testified. All right. Thank you very much. I will close the public hearing on SCR 17A. I will open a work session on SCR 17A.
Madam Chair, I move SCR 17A to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Representative Kennemer has moved SCR 17A to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion carries. Representative Rayfield will be the carrier. I will close that work session. I'm going to open a public hearing at SCR 21.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, SCR 21 commemorates 69th anniversary of Vanport Flood and remembers survivors and those who lost their lives.
And we don't have anyone signed up to testify on this.
And I would just say, Madam Chair, Senator Winters had wanted to be here on that resolution in addition to SCR 28 and 30, but duties in her subcommittee called her away. So she wanted to know that she is in support of this measure, and we just want to commend it to the committee.
Great. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
OPB has put together a marvelous film series on the Vanport flood, and it's very informative, very interesting, and pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. There's also a book called The College That Wouldn't Die about the fact that Portland State University was Vanport College.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And it's a very interesting read if you have not read it. So I recommend that. With that, I will close the public hearing on SCR 21. I will open a work session on SCR 21.
Madam Chair, I move SCR 21 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Representative Kennemer has moved SCR 21 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion carries. The carrier will be Speaker Kotek. Close that work session. We'll open a public hearing on SCR 28.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, SCR 28 recognizes Harold White's contributions and achievements in public service.
And we have no one signed up for public testimony.
Representative Hack.
Oh, we have Representative Hack signed up.
I'd be happy to speak. Thank you,
Great.
Chair. Harold White is a long standing mayor of the city of Almsville and has served his community for many, many years. So it's an amazing memorial to him, and he had just retired as mayor. So this is something that Senator Winters and I did together. So
Great.
I should have looked to see that that was on, and I would have been more prepared. But I'd like to carry that if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. That's my plan.
Thank you.
All right. With that, I will close the public hearing on SCR 28. I will open a work session on SCR 28.
Madam Chair, I move SCR 28 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Representative Kennemer has moved SCR 28 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion carries. Carrier will be Representative Hack. We'll close that work session. I will open a public hearing on SCR 29.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, SCR 29 recognizes Dr. Edwin Coleman, who passed away in 1932 to 2017.
And do we have any? Yes, Representative Holby.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to provide some public testimony on
Excellent.
This particular individual. Ed Coleman was very well known in the Eugene area, and I'd like to think of him as a friend of mine. He was very active in the community. He was an African American with a tremendous history of civil rights action, and as well, he was, besides having getting a doctorate in from the University of Oregon, he taught in San Francisco area, where he was also a jazz musician and played with the likes of Ella Fitzgerald and quite a few others. Oh, you're down here.
You snooze, you lose.
The Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, to name a few. I mean, he was really an accomplished musician and was really involved in, in the African-American community in Eugene, and was really, he's known for being a civil rights activist, but really he was about economic justice for all, and I crossed paths with him in the labor movement in the early 1990s. Just really a great, compassionate man, and really a pillar in our community, so just wanted to pass that along since nobody else was here to testify.
Great. Thank you very much. Any other comments? All right. I will close the public hearing on SCR 29. I will open a work session on SCR 29.
Madam Chair, I move SCR 29 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Representative Kennemer moves SCR 29 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes. Carrier will be Representative Holby. I will close that work session. We are done. Representative McLean, do you want?
I'd like to comment.
I would.
Do you want us to acknowledge your presence?
I would like to thank you for allowing me to be here today.
So, are we done with all of them?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would like to. I would like to go on the record that I supported SCR 29. Did that get there?
Yes, we got that.
But if you suspended the rules, can I just be yes on all of them?
Suspend Let's the rules.
It. Since we did.
So that Representative
I move that we suspend the rules to allow Representative McLean to vote on SCR 2, SCR 17A, SCR 21, SCR 27, SCR 28, SCR 29, and SCR 30.
Well, I second that motion.
96. Okay.
Is there any objection to that motion? Seeing none. Rules are suspended. How do you vote on all of those?
I vote aye. Thank you. And Aaron, thank you very much. And Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, your adept navigation of the rules is impressive.
All right. With that, we're adjourned. All right. With that, we're adjourned.